to behave when on a visit. But now, childhood stories that read so differently years later. Pablo Ochoa of BBC Brazil remembers being enchanted by a children's song, Historia de um Gato, or History of the Cat, when he was just 5 years old. It was about a band of cats breaking free from their homes and choosing a life of freedom on the road. The song was written in the late 70s during Brazil's military dictatorship. That's when everything, or nearly everything, faced censorship. Now, Pablo has a child of his own and has been listening back to some of those songs and children's stories afresh.
Growing up in the 1980s in Brazil, this was one of my favourite songs. It's the story of this bold female cat who leaves behind the comforts of her owner's home and joins a troupe of animals singing in town. História de um Gato was part of a play called Saltimbancos, the Travelling Artists, from 1977. It was based on a fable by the Brothers Grimm and adapted in Brazil by the great singer-songwriter Chico Buarque. It told the story of four animals unshackling themselves from the tyranny of their masters. It says, "We cats are born poor, but we cats are born free." It was a powerful message of freedom. But as I sung it over and over, and I do remember almost driving my parents mad, I was too young to realize what the song was actually about. I just liked cats, and I liked the tune. And it struck a chord at that time in Brazil, and not just with a five-year-old, because we were a country just beginning to emerge from under the boots of a military dictatorship. Two decades earlier, when the generals seized power through a coup d'etat, freethinking became a dangerous business. Torture, repression, censorship. What came next I knew about from my parents. My father was just one of thousands jailed and tortured for their political beliefs. In the arts, people were being persecuted and driven to exile for daring to sing about freedom. But that was one area which the censorship seemingly didn't tackle. Children's stories. Here is a little example. It's from a book by best-selling author Ruth Rocher. It was written in the final years of the dictatorship in 1982 and tells the story of a frog who turns into a man and becomes a king. And the king is so evil and made such nonsensical laws that his people start to complain and speak out against him. The king becomes very angry and orders that everyone who speaks the truth be locked up. He even locks up the princess, the royals, and then he locks up all the words and the letters of the alphabet, and finally the guards and all the people.
The people squeezed themselves with great difficulty in that crowded dungeon. And there was so much pressure, so much unrest, that the palace started to crack. And from amidst the ruins, out came so many people, singing, shouting, crying, and laughing.
Now, the character of the bossy king first appears in Ruth's books in the late 1970s, and there is no way that anybody reading this story at that time wouldn't make the parallel between a repressive king and the political reality in Brazil. But the censors were military people, not literary types, and they were seemingly unable to read between the lines. My mother tells me the story of when the police came looking for her in the early 1970s. My father was then in prison, and luckily she had escaped, but the officers confiscated one of her records after a house search. It was a ballet by the 19th century Russian composer Tchaikovsky, but they took it nonetheless, in case it was communist propaganda. So, now that I have a daughter of my own, I've been introducing her to the songs and stories of my childhood. She enjoys them, but I think I am the one marvelling at these stories I only partly understood at the time. It took artists a lot of skill to duck under the eyes of the censors. Chico Buarque was the master in this art, his lyrics full of double meanings and ambiguity that eluded the censors. But even he found himself in exile in Italy in the 1970s. So Shikubaki and many other politically engaged artists crossed over from adult to children's arts. In various fields, musicians, writers, cartoonists and other artists made their careers solely writing for children, like author Ruth Rocher.
I think many writers started writing for children because of the censorship. Because the censors didn't let many things slip past them. But they also didn't have much idea of what we were doing in children's literature.
By the early 1980s, as the military dictatorship crumbled, arts for children had changed dramatically in Brazil. Artists who weren't afraid to broach complex subjects and treated children as an intelligent audience had elevated the genre. They made their art a safe place where children could and still can find inspiring role models. So as our young democracy entered the shaky path it still follows today, their message remains relevant. Here's Ruth Rocher again.
Some problems never stop. I wrote a book about a king who doesn't see the little people, whose voices are feeble. The king only sees the powerful with a powerful voice. That's a problem not just of dictatorships, it's a problem of all governments. And I think it will continue for a long time.
So here's what I found out, revisiting my childhood stories. I thought they belonged to their particular time and place, but they're still bestsellers many decades later. And as for me, my journey has left me feeling somewhat like a child myself, rediscovering a world I thought I knew everything about.
Pablo Ochoa of BBC Brazil, you're on the fifth floor. Do you behave badly when you travel?